from KQED.
Meg Whitman, the Republican candidate for governor, has acknowledged she hired an undocumented immigrant to work in her home a decade ago. Whitman says she did not know the woman was in the country illegally, but as our Sacramento Bureau Chief John Myers reports, Whitman's personal experience is now a political issue.
It seems as though the thorny issue of illegal immigration will not fade in a governor's race that demands attention to so many problems facing California. For 9 years, Nikki Diaz worked for Meg Whitman as a housekeeper and nanny. That's not in dispute. What is how she was treated and how long Whitman knew that Diaz was not a legal resident. Diaz says she's filing a formal claim for back pay she's owed.
I'm doing this because I know there are a lot of Megs out there.
Diaz's comments were made at a news conference sitting next to her lawyer, celebrity attorney Gloria Allred. And that gave the Whitman campaign the ammo they needed to fire back, calling Allred a friend of Democrats who is using the ex-housekeeper. At a campaign event Wednesday, Whitman described all of this as unfortunate.
As soon as we found that she was an illegal immigrant, then we actually did what we had to do as an employer, was to let her go. But all the documentation that we had said that she was legal.
And perhaps that's the larger issue that this development should raise. Assuming Whitman's statement is true, how can the system be changed? Less than 24 hours earlier in Tuesday night's debate, Meg Whitman was talking tough.
We do have to hold employers accountable for hiring only documented workers, and we do have to enforce that law.
Some may see Whitman's comments as hypocritical, but it's important to note that she says she thought she was following the law by checking for a Social Security card and having the now ex-employee fill out a federal immigration form. That would seem to suggest how difficult reform will be rather than the rhetoric offered in politics. The Republican talked especially tough on illegal immigration during her primary campaign, and this news comes just days before Saturday's second gubernatorial debate in Fresno, translated into Spanish by Univision, and almost sure to force the candidate to explain more about what happened and what lessons can be learned from it. For the California Report, I'm John Myers in Sacramento.